For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. The systematic abuse of a patient at Connecticut's maximum security forensic hospital has sparked outrage and calls for major changes at the facility. The months-long abuse of a 62-year-old patient at Whiting Forensic Division at Connecticut Valley Hospital was brought to light by a whistleblower earlier this year. Videotapes showed mental health workers systematically mistreating the patient. According to a report by the Department of Public Health, workers were not only physically abusive, they regularly taunted and humiliated the patient. Speaking on WNPR's Where We Live, the Hartford Courant's Josh Kovner, who reported extensively on the scandal, says the abusive workers were looking for trouble.
You could have stayed away from this guy. He's in his 60s. He's physically compromised. He's mentally compromised. He used to be more difficult than he is now.
An ongoing state police investigation of the incident has led to 9 arrests so far on cruelty charges. Dr. Miriam Delphin-Rittman, commissioner of the State Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, which oversees the facility, says her department is dedicated to making sure this level of abuse never happens again, starting with regular reviews of all videotaped surveillance. She says she was horrified and angry when she learned about the incident.
I viewed the tape, and it was disturbing. You know, an individual entrusted in our care was mistreated. And this is something that we know is not characteristic of the care we provide.
It clearly is characteristic.
That's Republican State Senator Heather Summers, co-chair of the legislature's Public Health Committee.
We had 31 people put on suspension. We had 9 state employees who are charged with caring for those who can't care themselves, abuse patients or clients.
Summers is calling on her committee to hold public hearings at the Capitol to find out more about why the abuse happened and what Demas is doing to prevent another such incident in the future. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.